als Elektronikmusiker, als Electronic Musician, ist natürlich das Instrument, Hauptinstrument. Guck mal, hier ist ein Kabel drin. Ne? Guck mal. Und wieder rein.
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2023.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2023 from a mobile studio.
End of file
und zurück im mobilen Studio hier auf der Superbooth. Ich habe zwei alte Bekannte mitgebracht und zwar sind bei mir Gur und Piero von Tiptop Audio. Hello and welcome back.
Oh, thank
you. I just
you.
Said we wrote acquaintances. And last time we were talking, which was I think 2 years ago, you were introducing Buchla for Modular.
Yes, yes.
And correct. Now you have the big extension. Like, what's new, Gore and Piero?
Yeah, well, first, thanks for having us.
You're very welcome.
As always, it's wonderful to be in Berlin. And yeah, this year we are coming with quite a lot of new stuff. And some of it is Buchla stuff, new modules from the 200 series. I must say that probably the one that is most amazing is the 296, model 296. I think this is Don's Buchla. You know, it's the cherry on the cake. It's a massive instrument. It can do so much, and you can see that to make something like this back in the 70s will take years, plenty of years to perfect and get it to where it is. And we are lucky to get the finished thing now made, remade actually by us. And I'm very proud of this product. And
is it the one that can also be functioning as a vocoder?
It is. Yeah, it's actually very interesting because it's not a typical vocoder all by itself, because it has odd channels and even channels. And when you're applying a vocoder, you're applying the odd channels or the even channels toward the other ones. So in a typical vocoder, you would do each channel will go to its corresponding frequency, while here it's been crossed. So it's not a...
So they morph into each other. Is the crossing?
No, the crossing means that they are not pointing at the correct frequency. So if you are if you detect a 1 kilohertz signal, the vocoding will happen on a 1.2. He's just showing me our system. So
yeah, Jero is a bit of a show off at the moment. Also, hier ist gerade ein System ans Mischpult gebracht worden, um zu zeigen, was für tolle Module unser Jero hier dabei hat.
Yeah. So it's good to see those in the wild. So that is that module is very special. To make a proper vocoding out of it, you actually need two of them, where you're gonna take the envelope follower of each band and apply it to the voltage control of the band on the next unit, and then you will have a proper 16 channel vocoder. What's nice about it is that each channel is 3 bandpass filters in series with very steep frequency response. So it just sounds lovely. It's very organic and beautiful.
But the other thing, like what everyone is waiting for, at least you were telling me, like for, I don't know, 10 years you were working on this new machine, on the whole system.
Right, yes.
So you have this massive synthesizer, basically, that is also patchable, but it has its own patch cable. So tell us about it.
Yes.
And maybe say the name first, because it's quite long and I forgot.
Yeah, so okay, I will introduce it to you and to everybody, obviously,
yes.
That listen. The project is called ART. And art started as a signal that we were testing inside the modular. It's a signal just like CV, gate, 1V octave, you know, the normal signals we use. Now we have art that is been added to the family. And with art, we found out that we can do a lot of interesting things. And probably the main thing is that we are able to put all the sound sources inside the modular in proper tune. And when you put things in tune, you are able to start do things that were quite hard to do before, like chords and melodies, build harmony between voices. And as a result of that, we went even further and we developed polyphonic modules and actually a new patch cable, which is a polyphonic patch cable that you can connect between those polyphonic modules. So it's all Eurorack, it's all steel modules, but when you look at that system, what's interesting about it is that you understand that you can patch a polyphonic synthesizer basically every day, a new one. And you can patch polyphonic synthesizers that never existed before with this. And it's very interesting because all the polyphonic synthesizers have been made up to date were all side in a box, you know, just living inside a box, hardwired. You couldn't run modulation to destinations, but you could never really change the order of things or just pull out that filter and put a different filter instead to use with the oscillator that you like in that specific synthesizer. So, you know, we are basically bringing polyphony into modular. We are bringing multi-voicing into modular. And we are bringing the ability for the modular to play very, very nicely and well with other instruments in the studio because things are now in tune. So we are super excited about this. Oh, here's Mr. Herr Schneider.
Sorry to disturb, probably online. I just have to say hello and
on
good
air.
Morning to everybody and to Mr. Milstein in person who came from far away.
Always. Good to see you.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yes, so yeah, that's Super Booth. That's what's so beautiful about it. It's also freestyle.
That's what free radio is about. So how about the compatibility of this system, of the art?
So art is you know, we are going very, how should I say, you need balls to do what we do in a way, because you are kind of bringing something that is new. And, you know, from history, we know that when people came in and trying to change things, it wasn't that easy. But I think the benefits are so huge, and you will hear some tracks that we made with that, like just in a few minutes, you can hear how lovely it sounds and how easy it is to use, that I think people will adopt it.
No, I'm asking in terms of sustainability. So if I already have a bunch of modules that I quite like,
right,
is it compatible with all the modules? Because you said there are specific patch cables, and I don't know, with Buchla, like the classic Buchla systems, they won't work with a Eurorack system. So is this intercompatible or not?
It is. First of all, with art, you can use pretty much all the modules that you have. And actually, they're going to get new life using art. Yeah, that's interesting part of it. And you use regular patch cables. You can patch polyphonically with discrete modules, basically with oscillators and filters. Just patch them with regular patch cables. There's no problem doing that. The patch cables you mentioned, they are called polytips. These are a new type of patch cable that we develop. And along these are new modules that are the polyphonic modules themselves, which also has the polytip jacks on them. Now, some of those modules have both the regular patch cables that we use on Buchla and everything in Eurorack, and the polytip as well. So you can decide whichever you want to use. So it's very open. You know, the whole thing about modular, it's so widely open. So the philosophy behind it is the same. It's not locking you into something that you cannot use with whatever you have already. I will say that every analog or digital oscillator that is out there that does not have an art input might find itself on the side, because the art oscillators track so well and sound so good when they track so well that at least for us, the experience was that, you know, we made oscillators with 1V octave, but we just don't use them anymore. So Yeah, it's an interesting journey.
You should
journey.
Give them away for charity.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, maybe we should listen to an example. Piero has some examples for the music that you're making. Are you collaborating with musicians to test your...
Piero is, you know, is a man of multiple arts, and he's designing, you know, all the aesthetics of our modules, and he's a musician by himself, of course, and does a lot of music by his band Angle, yeah, and under some other names. So what you're gonna hear is basically Piero playing his art system. And one thing I think we can say, Piero, is that it didn't took you too long to make those compositions.
Yeah. But it was so exciting using this new system. It's amazing. It's a very game changer.
Yeah, it's...
In terms of what?
In terms of easy to use, the chance to create something that is complex, in tune. And now you can think just to produce music, and not thinking on boring stuff.
Yeah, a lot of the technicals has been, you know. Let's put it like this: you know, modular was invented in the 70s, and a lot of the signals and things in it are kind of stuck there, and these are traditional barriers now. We like the old stuff, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, yeah, you know what we're doing on the other side, right? So Buchla is a wonderful device and obviously represent everything that was made in the past, and it works wonderful with everything we are making that is new. The new stuff is about pushing what modular can do even further.
Making it more intuitive. Also.
More intuitive, more capable, really getting more out of it. It's such a wonderful instrument that it just deserved to be expanded and not be stuck in the past just because of legacy.
So now we're really curious to hear what you're done with it. So Piero, hit it. So we were just listening into Piero playing the art system of Tip Top Audio, and you were about to explain to me in the musical break what you were exactly doing there, and what is this? Is it just a kind of a circle of compositions?
No, you can decide. You can write the composition completely on your computer. On you can use some special mode that we are preparing now, just to do it everything in Eurorack. But you have the chance to write a very long composition with all the changes that you want, all the variations, controlling completely the oscillator with the pitch band and variation of tuning and adding oscillator, another one, and the poly one. And you need more and more and more, because you want to make something that is very complex and in tune and easy.
Yeah, and you can do overdubbing.
Yeah,
That's another key point, where because everything sits in tune so well, you can record a part today, you can come to it, you know, a month later and just continue work on it.
Also with a classic instrument, if you want to play guitar, you can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the recording, how does it work? Is there an inbuilt, or you have a SD card slot? Or
no. Normal, just, you know, you use normal oscillator filters. Everything it stays the same. It's one of the thing with art is not to completely force you to learn something new. It's about you using the modular pretty much the same as you always used it. So it's the magic is happening under the metal panels.
I see. So you want to continue?
Yeah. Or just maybe another track?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting the styles that you can get out of styles of music that comes out of this, because in this section actually it's all analog oscillators, so it sounds a little bit like 80s.
Very much.
Yeah.
to my ears.
Yes.
And you were mentioning that you also use it with a guitar.
Yeah, no, not in this track, but in general, yeah. I've used also guitar in some tracks. And it is it's very nice to combine a different kind of sound with different flavors. So,
and you use the guitar as an interface or as a...
I tried also a MIDI guitar like interface, and it works too with one of our new modules. But also classic guitar, you can record acoustic guitar, electric guitar. I have also a dobro that is very interesting, mixed with this kind of sound, and it's cool. It's cool, the idea to have different sources that can work well together.
So which direction are you moving now? Like, is this the old stuff that you started off with? Is this sort of
We've tried also combining both.
Okay, I was wondering, like, if you gradually start to abandon, because you said...
No. It's like... You know,
Living an empire.
empire of sound. Yeah. You know, we are kind of like doing the past. We are making the 70s back. And we are also at the same time enjoying what we believe can turn to be the future. Each one fulfill each other. Like, we are actually stealing ideas from the 70s. Circuits of Don Buchla and putting them into the art system, and while we are building the art system, we are learning more things about the path that Don Buchla took in his journey when he developed instruments. And one interesting point about it is if you look at the Buchla 259, that's the famous Buchla complex oscillator. If you look on its circuit, you would see that there's a lot of components inside that actually do nothing right now. So if you kind of take a 259 and use it, about 80% of what's in there doesn't work. And what's interesting is that Don Buchla was on the work to create something quite similar to what Art do, and that's like built-in auto-tuning inside his oscillators. And it was supposed to be controlled by the 300 system, which was supposed to be a computer system. But he never finished that. He never finished that work. And I believe that, you know, we're going to be able to add Art to the Buchla 259 as well, and kind of like feel that we, you know, finished the work that he started.
And on a personal level, what made you so obsessed with Don Buchla and his work?
I think he's an inspiration in the fact that he wasn't looking for fame necessarily. He was doing what us engineers, scientists love to do, and that's science. Wake up in the morning and find something new about Earth. This is the drive, at least in my life. It's a curiosity. It's obviously I enjoy it twice because it's related to music and sound. So there's an emotional part of it as well. So, you know, you're looking at people like him, like Bob Moog, which was also, you know, an amazing person, although took it much more commercialized. But it's those people that, you know, when they started back in the 70s, and I'm trying to put myself sometimes in their feet and think, what was the knowledge that was available, where you could get this knowledge, how you can make those things. It was a different world, so much harder, but yet that lack of knowledge is what drives you. It's because you want to know more, you want to experiment, you want to see what you can do with that thing.
And now it's the opposite. You have this massive influences and knowledge bits from all over, and then you have to pick what is essential, no?
You do. I mean, let's face it. I mean, at the end of the day, you need to pay the bills and you need to run a business, and all these words that don't always work well with the music. But I think that, you know, it's part of life right now. That's the way things work. It's not a bad thing, because it allows me to have more and more talent working with me. And people like Piero, who's been working with me for a very long time, Chris Clipper and many others. We've been doing things that are coming from passion, which is not just mine. It's a collaborative passion. So, and one of the interesting things is that when you are designing things like that, which are kind of abstract before they become a reality, there's so many options and there's so many opinions from all of us. That one of us can come and say, hey, let's make an art sequencer. So we are like already, I think, what, Piero, maybe like 2 years struggling on what's how the sequence was going to look like, because there's just so many things you can do, right? Yeah. So what are you going to start with? So it's all enriched. We enriched one each other in the process.
All right. So what else is there going to come?
Well, I think Art is going to take us into... a path that is going to evolve over time. We have with Art, we can make modules we could only dream of. So for us, really, I think the next 10 years is going to be focused on that heavily. It's just amazing the things you can do with that. So I'm looking forward to that. And at the same time, we'll keep working on the 200 series, the collaboration with Buchla. We just released the 292 Lopez Gate. We are working on Lopez Gate that somebody is sitting here. And
you're fueling interest.
Yeah, where is my Lopez Gate? So we are working on another version of the Lopez Gate, which will be available in Europe and probably over the years across the world, because the Vectrals, the parts that makes the Lopez Gate, become obsolete, unfortunately, around the world due to environmental regulations. And there's nothing really to do about it. It's kind of like, you know, music business doesn't care the big people. So, you know, for them, it's just like another part. Who needs it? But for us, it's a big deal. And we are working together with a couple of people to try and recreate something that enables to get the same sound out of it. Obviously not digital, all analog. And I think we're on a good path with that. We actually had some tests before we came here, and it sounds pretty nice. We'll see. This is you know, part of those things that I told you, why you wake up in the morning and you're gonna power up something new and you're gonna see what's gonna happen.
So if any of our listeners is now like, wow, yeah, well, maybe I should get myself an ARP system. How much is it, and when is it available?
ARP is gonna be probably around the summer. We believe we are still beta testing stuff. It's because it's all new technology. We need to be very careful not to release something that, you know, we're gonna find later on that there's any issues. So I believe in the summer people will be able to start put their hands on it. But meanwhile, it's going to be on our website. It's going to be plenty of information. People can learn about it, can learn how to use it, what it can do. The potential, I think the potential is huge. And that's where the knowledge right now for people, you know, is needed.
Thank you very much, Gur and Piero from Tip Top Audio, for taking us back into the past and into the future of Modulars. And enjoy your time in Berlin and have a safe trip back to
Thank you very much.
Israel.
Thank you. We always appreciate and enjoy having a conversation here.
Yeah. Thank
okay.
you.